Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they have internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, and you click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. All right, gosh, I hope you were here for our last hour. What a treat it was to talk to Dr. Bob again, and really appreciate him taking the time to be with us. And wasn't it kind of refreshing to hear a veterinarian say that veterinary costs are outrageous and over the top these days, and one that has compassion for our pocketbooks? I found that quite wonderful. And our Kathy, call screener Kathy, was asking me some questions off the air because she was wondering which is the best missing link formula for humans to take. And as you heard Dr. Bob say, all of the missing link formulas are made with human quality, human grade ingredients. So you could take any of them. None of them will hurt you. They're all good. They all have the omega-3 and 6 oils in them. But you could take the dog hip and joint if you want glucosamine in there, because that's in the hip and joint formula. But the dog formula and the cat formula have liver in them. So the Well Blend formula is vegetarian and does not have liver in it. Now, the reason he said that most people he knows take the horse formula is because it's a vegetarian formula as well, but it also has apple in it, so it's a little sweeter. It tastes a little better. But for many years, I just ate it by the tablespoonful out of the package, and just chewed it, and it was great. You can put it on cereal. You can put it on toast. You can, but like Kathy said, well, what about making a smoothie? Oh, I used to do that all the time. And that was one of the great products that Designing Health made for humans was an Omega Blast smoothie. So you just made, you know, mixed it up with water and had a smoothie. So you can put it in your smoothie. You can do that. The one thing you just don't want to do with it, you don't want to heat it. So if you're eating like hot cereal, you don't want to mix it into hot oatmeal because the heat destroys the oils. But you can put it into cold cereal, you can put it into cold smoothies and that sort of thing, or you can just eat it out of the package. And so Kathy then said, well, where do you get the horse formula? Well, feed and grain stores, horse vets, that sort of thing. But you can also order it straight from Designing Health. Go to designinghealth.com. You can order it from them. But I would also imagine, I haven't looked recently, but I'm sure they probably have a product locator, you know, on their website these days. So you can go to designinghealth.com and find out where to get the horse formula. But I used to just always have it sent to me from Designing Health. That's how I got the horse formula. But I'd buy it by the case. Yes.
So be ready, family. You're going to start barking.
Oh, okay. So Kathy's warning her family, the missing link.
Be
well,
careful.
No, are they going to start winning?
That's true.
Okay, that's my horse impression. Not so good, but oh well. All right. So, and now I've got to give you some contact information, and then it looks like we'd be going to the phone. If you want to get a hold of us during the show, a couple of ways to do that. Give us a call, local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. You can send us an email in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you want to get in touch with us when we're not on the air, you can go to Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Current Events for current events. Stay on the homepage for links to all of our Animal World advertisers and sponsors. And there is a link to Designing Health on the homepage of MarthaNorwalk.com. So you can just go to the homepage and click through. You can also click Contact Martha, send me an email. That will come to my home office, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you are submitting a current events item, which is free to nonprofits, you can please do that via email, because that's easier for me to get to Rhonda at Indigo Dog, my web mistress, that way. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that is in Monroe, 98272. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, 98272. And if you want a free telephone evaluation about your animal friend's behavior or training issues, you can call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And please bug my voicemail if you don't hear back from me right away. All right, we will get to more follow-up, animals in the news, and the best good news about animals, unless you keep me busy on the phone, and that looks good at the moment. So, you know, I'd love to talk. I love to talk on the phone. And so first up, we're going to where we're going, but we're going to talk to Lyric. Lyric, good morning. Welcome to Animal World. You're live on the air.
Yeah, Martha.
Hi.
This is Lyric. I got a cat problem.
What's going on?
I have two bonded siblings. They lick each other. They love each other. They sleep together. And then they're in the house together.
Okay, just a minute. They're two bonded siblings. How old are they?
Oh, they're six-ish, seven-ish.
Okay, so 6, 7 years. Male or female?
One of each.
Male and female. And spayed and neutered, I assume. And you've had them since they were kittens?
Yeah, they were born here.
Born here. Okay, so what's going on with them?
Suddenly, she doesn't recognize him.
Oh.
She just totally doesn't recognize him. I let them both out. They were both in the kitchen together. I let them both out. They come in maybe half an hour later. They're having a huge knockdown drag out in the basement. And I'm running down there screaming because I don't even know what's down there. Because the door's open. Something else could be down there. But there doesn't seem to be anything else down there. But then she doesn't recognize him. Like I told your call screen, I don't know if it's like the Beatles song yesterday. Maybe he said something wrong. But she has done this one or two other times when I'm one time when I bathed him.
Well,
when she can't smell him, she can't.
Yeah, and
know
you know what, Kat, that's an interesting, it brings up an interesting subject, Lyric, because I've noticed similar things sometimes with my cats. And now, cats' focus vision is pretty poor. Their perception of movement is excellent, but they don't generally recognize by sight. They recognize by smell or by sound.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, in my house is all on one level. You know, so it's a rambler, and I'll walk down the hall a lot. The cats will often be in the bedrooms off to the side of the hallway or coming in and out. And I'm a creature of habit, so are they. But I usually have my slippers on, but if I change, I have a different pair of shoes on that they're not used to, and I come walking down that hall and I sound different. Man, they stick their head out the door, and their eyes are big as dollars. Like, who is it? Who's coming? You know, and it's like you can tell that they're like, oh God, what is it? And then I say, it's me, it's mom. They go, oh phew, God. But because I sounded different, they thought it was somebody different.
Yeah.
Now I can also tell you that when they are confronted by something that really frightens them. Like, this was a recent episode. You know, I have my big Taj Mahal cat run outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, so my cats can go in and out whenever they want. Well, one night I was sitting in watching TV, I think, and I heard this horrible cat screams. Like something horrible was going on. And I realized it was coming from the cat run. And
you so, went vaulting out there.
You bet. I was out the door with my flashlight, you know, and the keys to the cat run to go see what was going on. And Miss Sophie was just sitting there like nothing was going on. But my Pong, one of my Abbey boys, was puffed out like crazy, eyes bigger than dollars, and screaming. And I realized that what I got intuitively and a bobcat had come through. Well, Sophie knows the bobcat because she's seen it, but Pong had never been outside at night and seen this bobcat, and he flipped his cookies. Well, he was the only one in the cat run with Sophie. But when I ran out there, all the other cats, which would be the other half of Pong, Ping and Buzzy and Red Dragon, they all came racing out, you know, through the skywalk to the cat run. Well, watching what was going on, each one of them, when they ran into the cat run, Pong puffed up and hissed up and hissed and jumped at them because he didn't, you know, it's like a displaced aggression or displaced.
The dogs will start barking at you, then they start biting each other.
Right. They're trying to get to the other dog on the other side of the fence, but then they turn on each other. So it can mm-hmm. be, it's a displaced thing like that. But anyway, I had to stand there and realize, okay, the cats are, you know, Pong's freaked out, but now he's freaking everybody else out, and they don't know why he's upset
too.
At them. Well, exactly. So I sat there and breathed and calmed down and talked, you know, light and happy and explained and got everybody calmed down. And so I suspect that this may be something that's going on with your gal, that maybe something has come through your yard or something.
Well, yeah. That's
is that possible that frightened her?
Oh, yeah. The night before, I heard a bunch of crashing. It almost like it was in the basement, but I don't think it was outside the door. And they twin everything. And they were twinning on a box, both staring with big eyes at the door.
Uh-huh.
I turned the light on. I didn't see anything. But there was something had been out there.
Yeah. So, see, I think that's there was something else that was out there that frightened her. And she generalized that to him.
But they seemed to be okay that night. And they seemed to be okay the next morning. And then I stuck them in the house when I went to town.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I let them out, maybe there was still some.
Right, there may still be an odor or something out there or a flashback. Remember, animals assume and generalize and flashback. If
yeah.
this happened this way before, it'll happen that way again, sort of thing. And this often happens like when you got two cats and they're real bonded and one of them goes to the vet. When the cat comes home, the cat that stayed home freaks out and goes after the cat that went to the vet because it doesn't smell the same.
Okay. Yeah, they did that when I took them both to the vet to get them fixed. Then she has a, oh, by the way, she's a calico.
Uh-huh.
So I explain a lot, too.
Yeah, the extra sensitive.
Yeah, but she tends to blame him for things. You got to have somebody to blame.
Right. Yeah. So the things that you can do to help this sort of thing is okay to not panic yourself and not add to the energy by yelling or screaming and putting that energy into it, but by breathing a lot to help clear the energy, talk happy, and explaining, saying, you know, you're safe. It's your brother. Calm down.
I've been trying to tell her it's her brother. She's blocking me. I'm telling you, she's blocking me.
Yeah. Flower essences can help, like a generic, like a rescue remedy.
Yeah.
In their water or poofed in the air might help her get through that. When it's like you go to the groomer or you go to the vet and they smell different, well, you can take a washcloth and wipe it all over the cat that stayed home, a dry one, and then wipe it all over the other cat before you bring him in the house to kind of put her scent on him. And you can then rub that towel all over her. So you rub the scent back and forth.
I was kind of trying to do that with my switcher, but I didn't do it very efficiently.
You can partially separate for a little while.
Oh, they're separated.
You know, put one in one room, one in the other, and then crack the door just a little bit.
I did that last night, and she looks at him. Oh.
Well, good impression. That's it. Yeah, see, she's associating him with something that frightened her outside. So I would wipe him down. I would wipe her down. I would wipe him down. I would go wipe her down again. I would start feeding them on either side of that door.
Yeah.
But the other thing, Lyric, I'm thinking since, you know, next week is going to be a Kevin and Kim Sunday.
Yeah.
Be really good for you to call in and have Kim look at this and see if she can see what it is that's upsetting her.
Yeah, maybe she can talk to her because she's not listening to me.
Right, but she might also be able to tell us what it is that's upsetting her, and then maybe there's something we can do in terms of communication or changing the energy or something. What is it that's going on, and is it something that's happening over and over again?
Well, it's just it's been a long. Since I bathed them, which was like maybe four years ago or so. It's been like 4 years since. And they've had fights.
That she overreacts and stuff. Well, I think before we go any further, I think it'd be really good to have Kim look at the energy and see what she gets from her and what's going on. And then it may be that once we know what Kim has to say and gives us some specifics, that would make it easier for us to then figure out what to do about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep. So
I'm going to keep them apart.
Yeah. And the other thing I had to do with mine, now my cats are fine. There's been no repercussions since the bobcat cruised through. But I did spend quite a bit of time talking to Pong and all of them about how we built the cat run and how it's safe and that everybody has to stay out, that the only thing that come through the wire are,
just let her in.
Little mice and bugs, and that they're safe, and if they feel frightened, then come back in the house. But they are safe, or go up to up to the rafters, but they're safe out there. And so far there hasn't been a problem since then. But let's have Kim tune in and see what she gets, and then you can call me back and we can talk more, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lyric.
All right,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling Animal World.
All right.
All right, let's
Bye.
Go. I don't know where she is, but Margaret. Let's go. Margaret, you're live on the air with Martha.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you so much. I just love your program.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a rescued cat. They think she's about a year old. I've had her for 2 months. And she's a very sweet girl. She's a Torby.
A Torty, did you say?
Torby. Tortoiseshell cabby kind of.
Ah, okay.
And
and she's a female spayed, I take it.
Female, she's all spayed and all that because I got her from the shelter. But the thing is, she has some kind of anxiety of separation, I guess, because even if I go in the bathroom and shut the door, she sits outside and cries. And when I'm gone, she's crying. Even my neighbors even hear her crying. And it breaks my heart. And I don't want to do too much that would encourage it, like rush to her and make her even more insecure. So I'm trying to be casual about it and tell her she's okay and all that. But she's also a gobbler. So I can't even leave food when I leave. She'll eat till she's sick to her stomach. And so she's even probably lonelier because she doesn't even have her food for
Okay, well, comfort. You know, what I'd say about that is that especially, you know, when we don't know what her background is and why she right. feels that way. Now, I'm going to talk to you on a practical level and what you can do about all of this. But right. I also say the same thing for you. Remember, Kim Animal Intuitive is going to be here next week and the week after.
Yes, I heard you say that.
So you put that on your list and you call and have Kim tune in because
okay.
Kim may be able to tell us what's gone on in this cat's previous history that's making her feel this way?
I know.
And the thing. So anyway, we might be able to get more underlying information from Kim. Okay.
Just quickly, she was found inside a barbecue. She crawled up under the thing in the middle of the night, just wailing.
Oh, poor baby. Well, see, she may have been abandoned.
I know she was traumatized.
Okay. Well, so the first thing you can do is start talking to her.
Okay.
About her life now.
And I wrote down, talk happy.
Right. Well, and you're breaking up a little bit, but hopefully you can hear me. Now, I'm talking
I'm
about telepathic and empathetic communication. They
okay.
get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling.
Okay.
Now, when I say talk happy, that's the tone of voice can let them know how you're feeling. But I'm talking actually communicating here.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is when you speak to her, you talk to her out loud in English, but that's not because we expect her to understand the language. It just
right.
let her know that you're communicating. And then as you're speaking, you imagine it in your mind. She
okay.
will get the pictures and she'll feel what you're feeling. So you can start talking to her about, you know, that she is a really lucky cat now, and she may have had a bad life, and she may have been abandoned by other humans, but you want her to know that she is in her forever home. She will be with you forever. And that now that you have talked to Aunt Martha, you're going to talk to her and explain everything that's going on.
Okay.
Now, so when you get ready to leave, before you go, you're going to tell her where you're going and what you're doing. Okay. Now, Mom's getting dressed here, and now I'm gonna put a little bit of food out for you. Can you have a snack before I leave? And then I'm leaving, and you're staying home here, so we know that you're safe. And then I'm gonna get in the car, and I'm going to the grocery store, and I'm gonna do all these shopping, and I'm gonna buy you some neat stuff, or I'm going to work, and then I sit at this desk, and imagine everything that you do.
Oh, wow.
Okay? And then I will, at the end of the day, I'm gonna get in my car and drive home. And you explain everything that you're going to be doing and then show her that you're coming back. And that while you're gone, she can eat the little food that you left her. She can rest and sleep or play with her little toys or whatever's around. And then you'll let her know. You'll send her a mental postcard when you're on your way home. And when you get home, you'll feed her again and you'll play or you'll do whatever. But cats are and animals are like children. They want to know what's going on for them. Okay,
oh,
and see,
wow.
Remember they generalize, assume, and flash back. So if she was dumped or abandoned, whenever you leave her, her flashback is people leave me. Okay?
Yes.
So you just have to be explaining to her that you're not leaving. She's with you forever. And you will from now on, you'll tell her where you're going, what you're doing, when you'll be coming back. And with the telepathic and empathetic communication, there is no issue with distance. So she can be at home and you can be at work or you can be on vacation. All you have to do is, you know, calm yourself so that your energy is calm. Close your eyes and imagine her and then talk to her in your mind like you're talking to yourself silently in your mind. Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm finishing up this stack of work, and then I'm going to get up and get in the car, and I'm going to go and do grocery shopping, and then I'm coming home. Okay.
Wow.
Sort of thing. So that if your schedule changes, if your schedule changes from what you told her when you left, just send her a mental postcard and tell her what's going on. Now, you can do the same thing when you go down the hall to the bathroom. I'm getting up, I'm going to the bathroom, and then I'm coming back out and coming down. You can stay here, you can come with me. Now, I'll tell you, at my house, and remember, animals are creatures of habit. I'm the only human in my house with six cats. So I don't close the door when I go to the bathroom. And guess who piles in with me? I have at least one cat, if not six. Okay. And so they're just used to coming in with me and hanging out. And of course, when is the best time to catch a lap with a girl that you can count on? They go to the bathroom, because we don't stand up. We sit down. So everybody's there. We'll all pile in on, you know. Well, so anyway.
If I let her in the bathroom, it's love bites. I know she's not hurting me, but she goes around the side and bites my butt.
Well, then you just give her a little psst and poke her with your finger. Psst. And stop that. Okay. Gentle with mommy. You can condition that out very easily. But let me at my house see, when I have company, friends come over, well, when they go to the bathroom, they close the door. Well, let me tell you what, it just ticks off my cats. They're like, you're not supposed to close the door. We always help with this, you know, because they get in there and who can get in the sink faster, you know, who gets to play in the, So all my friends always come out and say, well, gee, I'm really sorry I offended your cats, because when I went to the bathroom, I closed the door and they were all on the outside reading me the riot act when I came out. So, you know, just keep that in mind, lighten it up. It's not that big a deal. Condition, she bites you in the butt, then just do a little psst and a poker. And poke her with your finger. Tell her to be gentle. Gentle with mom.
Well, I think I've done everything wrong now that I've spoken to you. I'm so glad.
Well, that's why you call Aunt Martha.
Kind of snuck out.
I might yell at you and tell you you did it wrong, but, you know, it's all in fun, good fun, because I would never really seriously yell at you. But
But what I've done is kind of snuck out when I need to leave.
Oh, well, of course, for criminy sake. See, now I'm going to yell at you, Margaret.
Exactly.
What do you think? An animal that has an issue with being abandoned, when they get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling, how do you think it makes them feel when you're trying to sneak away?
Exactly. And I just was doing it because I thought she would notice. You know,
Now, Kathy just put up she asked about feel away, which, you know, is the feline pheromone spray. So I just have that. She was thinking maybe if you sprayed that in your house, it would make your cat feel better, or if you had the feel away.
Oh, okay.
Or use the plugins.
The plugins. Okay. No. Because this here's my opinion on feel away. Sorry, it's just my opinion, but I have been doing this for more than 45 years.
Wow.
I think you will pay an arm and a leg for it. It is incredibly expensive. And here's the deal. In my experience, it rarely, if ever, works. Rarely, if ever. But every time I get ready to say it doesn't work, period, end of discussion, I'll hear of one case it helped.
Okay.
So every once in a while, but I do not recommend it. I don't use it. I would not buy it. So there you go. That's the feel away. Thanks for asking, Kathy.
Okay.
But the big thing is, see, we out of the goodness of our heart and wanting to do the right thing, we sometimes do exactly the opposite.
This is
the same thing. Now, for everybody's listening, for any of you that has an animal that gets upset when you're going on vacation, what do you do about it? Oh, well, don't get the suitcases out. Little Susie will know we're leaving. Wait till the last minute to pack and hide it from the animals, and then we'll sneak away. Well, it makes them think you're abandoning them.
Yes.
Don't do that. Explain to them. As soon as you know you're leaving and you're going on a vacation, start telling about the wonderful plans you're making and where you're going and what you're going to do and how wonderful it is. Our animals want us to be happy, too. They'll be delighted for you. Just at the same time, tell them the arrangements you're making for them. You either, you know, really special cats get to go to the kitty hotel, and you are going to the best kitty hotel. You get your own private little suite and da-da-da-da-da, and you'll be there for so many lights and darks, or Aunt Susie is going to come, and Aunt Susie's going to stay here, and so she's going to clean your boxes, she's going to feed you every day, or Aunt Susie is going to come in the morning and clean your box and feed you, and then come back in the afternoon and feed you and play with you and all of this, and it'll be so many lights and darks, and then I'll be home, sort of thing, and then you send them mental postcards while you're gone. I guarantee you, I can't tell you how many cases I've worked with of separation or vacation anxiety of animals, and in the vast majority of cases, all it takes is clear communication on the part of the human and realizing that of all the domestic animals we live with, the most emotionally and intuitively sensitive are cats and horses. Doesn't mean dogs aren't. Some are more than others. And the herding breeds are very skilled at this. But you just need to explain to them what's going on. And
wonderful.
Then the big thing you have to have, before I let you go, the big thing you remember is the intuitive information comes in through the left brain. The left brain does not accept negatives. So don't and no statements do not transfer visually.
Oh.
So if you say, don't worry, don't be afraid, don't bite me in the butt, in all of those pictures, there's no don't. She gets be afraid, worry, bite me in the butt. So you have to be careful how you phrase things so she gets the picture of what you want, not what you don't want.
Wow. Is that true with humans, too, I wonder?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, which is why I would like to see roadway signs changed. How many times you go down the road and see a sign that says, don't drink and drive?
Yeah.
Okay, which your right brain gets drink and drive. So I'd rather see drive sober, or if you drink, stay off the road. Something that doesn't, you know, that doesn't give you the wrong visual in your right brain.
And that's probably why humans need to word their affirmations so carefully.
Right, and think about the younger the human, the more clear and receptive they are. So little toddlers, how many times have you seen a little kid pick up something they shouldn't and mom says, don't drop it, and bam. They let it go instantly because their right brain gets drop it. So you have to say, oh, hold that carefully. Bring it gently over here to mom or put it gently back on the table. You've got to tell them what you want them to do, not what you don't want them to do, because that right brain will get that picture and they'll do it instantly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are great.
Well, thank you. All right, so you just call more often. Oh, and I got to tell you, because we do have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. I want Mike to know that I'm thinking about that. I haven't totally spaced it. But let's finish up with you here. And you said she's a gobbler, not a free, you can't free feed her?
Right.
You don't want to free feed cats.
Oh,
or dogs. Free feed, yeah, well, that's everybody does it wrong, in my opinion. Okay. Free feeding is not a great way, especially if you're feeding dry food.
I know.
Because the longer it stays out, the more it's exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, what we were talking to Dr. Bob about, and the more stale it gets. So the longer it sits out, the worse it is. You really only want to put out as much food as they'll eat right at the time.
Well, that's what I'm doing then, she has to eat four times a day because they like to.
Well,
snack.
It's better for us to eat four times a day and eat smaller amounts, and it's a better way to eat. And you can get the bowls that I've seen them on. It's My Cat from Hell, Jason's show on Animal Planet, where it's a feeding bowl that has a bump in the middle of the bowl. So you put the food all around the bump in the middle, so they have to eat all the way around the bowl. They can't gobble it up. Dr. Richard Panzer, our Chinese vet in the area, we used to call it hoovering. He'd say if you have a cat that gobbles their food, throw it on the floor. Pitches so they can't just go, they have to hoover around to get it. So there's some tricks for animals that eat too fast and gobble too fast.
Okay.
But the big thing is to feed smaller, more regular meals and give them only as much as that she should eat or she will eat at a time. But I do not recommend free feeding.
Okay, well, that's
that
nice
sense?
To hear, because I felt so bad that I can't leave her more food when I have to leave her. But I know her, because I know she'll eat until she throws up.
Yeah, so you can, again, you can talk to her about that. Calm down, relax. There's always more food in the next meal. Slow down. Mm-hmm. But also look at, because I teach the human to animal transference. And most of the time when your animal friend has some kind of eating issue that bothers you and you want to fix it or change it, you have a similar or different eating issue yourself that you need to address.
Yeah, if there's no food, I'm not happy.
Well, there you go. Okay, so let's deal with Margaret. See, perhaps Margaret, maybe you need to eat smaller regular meals.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So a lot of times there's a correlation here on an energetic level between the owner and the animal, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. I feel so much better.
Oh, you're welcome. And don't hesitate to call Kim next week or the week after.
No, I'm going to have her tune in.
And see
it might help for us to know what she went through.
Absolutely. But I think Kim will probably tell you to relax and quit worrying about stuff. Okay, but also talk to your cat. But you know you've got your marching orders, and then chances are on the 23rd, that's 3 weeks from today, it might be another, you know, Martha Behavior Training Sunday, because I don't know what we're doing yet. But probably whatever we do, we'll be able to take some phone calls. So you can talk to Kim in the meantime. You can work with your kitty friend, and then you can call me back on the 23rd, let me know what's going on, and we can tweak all this stuff for you.
Great.
I mean, the truth is, folks, if you're listening, I haven't been doing this for more than 45 years for nothing. I really am kind of good at what I do. And so I'd love to. Well, thank you.
And
I'd love to have you call.
I had never known about this at all, and I have just been totally into your website, the whole thing, since I discovered you.
Well, you heard about we're giving away Missing Link, right?
By the way, I got Missing Link, and it's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And I just heard you this morning saying I can take it, too.
Yeah, well, and we're giving it away, so remember to listen for the Missing Link word of the day, and then call us right away, and you can pick what form of Missing Link you would like for your animal friend.
You sent them to a website, but I do know you can buy it online, too,
Link. Yeah, designinghealth.com.
Oh, well, I just typed in Missing Link.
Well, that will get you there, too.
Oh, okay.
All right, Margaret, thanks for calling Animal World, and I hope you'll stay tuned and become a regular listener.
And you have a great vacation or wherever you're going.
You know, I'm staying in town. I'm just going to Temple. So anyway, thanks, Margaret.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, then. That phone lines are open. I'll go back to the news if we don't get any calls. Local number, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural raw foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Dr. Bob and Designing Health created the Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in the Missing Link, a little cool water if you need to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There are two formulas for dogs, formula for cats, for birds, for horses, and now for our little pocket pets, guinea pigs, rabbits, hamsters, and the like. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. You can ask your vet for a vet formula that's a little more potent, or you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link, words of the day, are Labor Day.
Vance and Mitchell welcome Frank Ficino on Friday morning at 10 to talk about the Flatwoods Monster.
This legendary case of a landed UFO and a terrifying alien encounter happened 60 years ago in rural Braxton County, West Virginia, and yet has eluded the publicity that surrounds Roswell.
But it's every bit as mysterious, and Frank Ficino has the story based on decades of research.
That's Vance and Mitchell Friday at 10 a.m. and the best of Vance and Mitchell Saturday at 11 on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com. For more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
It's not often you find a mortgage lender who shares your passion for animals and public service. Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated, believes in animal rescue and has given back to the community in many ways. A charter member of the Rotary Club of Duval, past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, and organizer of the Duval Dirty Paws Dog Walk, Peggy shares your values and love of animals. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL number 803075.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, sorry to say, we're winding down our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World, and... But we'll be here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Next two Sundays will be Kevin and Kim Sundays. So you want Kim to tune into your animal friends and tell you what they're thinking or how they're feeling, or you want background history or if any of these mystery questions solved. She can also help you talk to your animal friends or human loved ones on the other side. Mark your calendars so you can give them a call next week and the week after. And then the fourth Sunday, not sure what we'll be doing, but I'll be here and we can follow up. But it's always good to talk to both of us because you can get... the woo-woo stuff from Kim, and then I'll tell you how to deal with it. All right, since we don't have any phone calls, I'm going back to animals in the news. If you've got a question for me and would like to get it in, did we get a missing link winner? We did not get a missing link winner. What's up with you guys? We need to give some missing link to somebody, so give us a call, 425-373-5527. The missing link words of the day, Labor Day. That's easy. Pick up your phones, 888-298-5569. First one in is going to get it. So you better pick up your phone and call now because we're almost out of time. All right. Boy, back to animals in the news. This is disturbing. I'm going to save this for when we get to a Robin and Martha Sunday because I'd really like her to look at the energy of this. But Argentines to shoot gulls to save whales. See, I'm going to say, now the phone's ringing. Okay, but see, when you guys hear this, you assume that you're not, it's too late. It's never too late. Sunday morning, like I said. Okay, Argentinians to shoot gulls to save whales. This is a fascinating story that you know how the whales come up and kind of sit on the surface of the southern Atlantic Ocean Well, the seagulls are learning how to jump on the backs of the whales and poke through their skin and eat the blubber. And so now they're having to, starting to shoot the seagulls that are displaying this behavior so they don't pass it on and teach it. And the whales are learning how to just, you know, to not stay on the surface this way. But it's just not good for the whales. So, Christine, if you're listening, the title is from the Associated Press, Argentines to Shoot Gulls to Save Whales. And it's out of Buenos Aires. And the seagulls are attracted to the area because of all the human garbage. And I think we need to put the whales on the list. But we'll save this and tune into that one again. Oh, I thought this was kind of a sign of the times. Farmers feed candy to cows to cut costs. Yeah, that got Kathy's attention. The worst drought in decades has destroyed more than half the U.S. corn crop, pushing prices to record levels and squeezing livestock owners as they struggle to feed their herds. To cope, one Kentucky cattle farmer has turned to a child-tested way to fatten his 1,400 cows. Candy. It's so hard to make any money when corn is $8 or $9 a bushel. He says the chocolate and other sweet stuff was rejected by retailers. It makes up 5 to 8% of the cattle's feed. The rest includes roughage and distiller's grain, an ethanol byproduct. The candy's high calorie content is fattening up the cows nicely. So go figure. Oh, this is kind of weird. A chimpanzee whose unexpected pregnancy was discovered in February has given birth to a healthy girl. Ginger, 42, gave birth Monday at the Chimp Haven Sanctuary for retired research chimpanzees. Her pregnancy was a surprise because every male must get a vasectomy before coming to the sanctuary in northwest Louisiana. Obviously, somebody's failed. Since February, every male in the group with a female and still interested in breeding has been given a newer type of vasectomy, and every female is on birth control. What a surprise. Oh. Okay. All right. I think the rest of this, because we just don't have enough time, and we might as well get to how about we do the best good news about animals. And we are. A lot of good news here. Okay. Well, this was kind of a bad, but works into good. Attacking pit bulls trying to get to a stray kitten hiding in the engine compartment of a minivan flattened the vehicle's tire and chewed away big chunks of the fender and bumper. Four pit bull terriers had chased the kitten into the Dodge minivan engine compartment. The vehicle's owners changed the tire on Monday and drove 25 miles before he found the seven-week-old kitten, which had moved into a hollow part of the front bumper. The kitten was rescued and is now available at the Palm Spring Animal Shelter. So it survived all of that. Jeez. Cute, lovely photograph. If you search this, this is from the Herald. And it's a picture of king penguins with a seal pup near Antarctica. Look at that photograph. It's really cute. So if you love, you know, great photographs of penguins and seals. All right. This might not be good news to you, but I thought it was. A new family of spiders is discovered in an Oregon cave. And they have a cool picture. Did you hear about that, Kath?
Yeah.
So I don't have time to go into the details, but you could search that online to find out about that if you're interested. Oh, and this is really cool. The photograph is neat. SeaWorld Orlando breeds rare sea dragons. They kind of look like seahorses. But very cool. This is out of last Sunday's Seattle Times. You could search and see the picture. But very cool. Oh, This picture is just worth a thousand words. This was from last Sunday's Times 2, so you could search it under eye catchers. Whale of a show. A humpback whale lunges from the water just off a beach at San Luis Obispo, California. The whale fed on bait fish for more than an hour, breaching close to boats, kayakers, and paddleboarders. Humpbacks are often seen in the area this time of year, but not like this. Now look at this picture, you guys. There's a boat. And there's seagulls all around with the bait fish, but this whale is breaching right next to the boat. Can you imagine what a thrill that would be if you were on that boat and a humpback is coming up like that all the time?
Now, that's a lot of fish bait.
Yeah. Well, see, there's seagulls all over the place going after the fish, but look at how close that is.
Yeah, you're also not supposed to be that close.
That's right.
Well, but they can't help it if the whale comes. I mean, yeah, they're not supposed to be.
Tell it to the judge.
Tell it to the whale in this case. Okay, another photograph in the Seattle Times. Twins out in the sun with mom. Woodland Park Zoo's baby snow leopards. So cute photo of the snow leopards at Woodland Park. Also, zoogoers cast more than 925 votes to name Woodland Park Zoo Visayan Warty Pigs. I don't know what kind of pig that is, but the three female pigs are now named Guapa, which is beautiful, Bulak, which is flower, and Magdula, which is playful, which is obviously the native Philippine language. Some good news from the Humane Society. You know, they have this program going, the grant from PetSmart to spay and neuter pit bulls. Well, from May 2011 to May 2012, they have spayed and neutered 771 pit bulls right here in our area. Pretty good, huh?
Wow.
All right, let's see here. Oh, I guess I don't have time to do that one. I'll hold that. Oh, here's another picture of Point Defiance Zoo is ready to say goodbye to its clouded leopard cubs. Both cubs are moving to separate zoos where they will be united with a chosen mate. That's because they're endangered and all of that. And I think they will only be on exhibit here through this weekend. So if you wanted to see the clouded leopard, oh, isn't that cute? If you wanted to see the clouded leopard pups at Point Defiance Zoo, you got to do it today or tomorrow.
How old are they?
I don't know if it says how old they are.
Okay.
Doesn't say how old they are. Nope, doesn't say. Oh, this was kind of a nice. A formerly blind mama orangutan can see her babies for the first time. This is out of Jakarta, Indonesia. And that's because of this. In Jakarta, Indonesia, they did cataract surgery on this old gal so that she can now see her babies. She's 40 years old. Wonder why they're breeding a 40-year-old orangutan, but... And one with cataracts, by the way. But anyway, I thought it was just a sweet picture of the mommy orangutans and her babies, but she hadn't been able to see them. But they did cataract surgery, and now she can see her babies.
Wouldn't that be fun to see a video of that? Her seeing them for the first time?
I thought when I found it online, I thought it was a video, but it wasn't. It was just a photograph. All right, here's the winner of the best good news about animals. And this is prisoners pitch in to save endangered butterflies. And this is in Seattle, or is in Washington, at the Mission Creek Correction Center for Women in Belfair, Washington. Inmates are helping to save the endangered Taylor's checkerspot butterfly. Under supervision of guards and graduate students, a small group of prisoners is breeding the beautiful orange and white insects in a greenhouse outside the prison. They have even carried out research to show what plants the butterflies prefer to lay its eggs on, information that will be crucial for boosting its dwindling numbers. And these efforts are part of the Sustainability in Prisons Project, the brainchild of someone at the University of Utah. But it's all happening in our state. And they're working with prisons throughout Washington to collaborate on all these They apply for the positions and get training, education, and a small wage. These are the prisoners. Together, they have helped to conserve endangered butterflies, frogs, flowering plants, and moss. And prisoners at Stafford Creek Correctional Center have been raising 40 species of endangered prairie plants. Other prisoners are rearing endangered Oregon spotted frogs. That's just really, I just think, isn't that great?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how fabulous
is
that?
Keeps their minds working and involved and learning.
Yeah, it really helps. And gosh, I'm sorry that I'm sorry that I don't have time to go into the truth about pet food and the raw food and AVMA and all of that, but we'll hold on to that. Maybe we'll get to that the next time. But I do want to get the email, because this would have been for Margaret, our last caller, with the cat that gulped her food, the gobbler, and the separation anxiety. Did she say... Oh, the cat was only a year old, Dr. Bill, which is why I didn't think about this. And she'd only had it for 2 months. But it's a good point. Dr. Bill Burlingame, our fabulous animal world vet at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital in Marysville, he's listening. And he said, how old was the last caller's cat? If she was old, then sounds like hyperthyroidism to me. Which will cause, because they can eat like crazy and still lose weight. And again, it's very common with older cats. But like I said, Dr. Bill, I didn't think of that because she said it was only a year old. But anyway, yeah, if you have an older cat, especially, and the episode of It's Me, My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet last night, one of the cases that Jason was dealing with was a 23-year-old cat who the wife wanted to get rid of, yowling at night and a lot of problems. It was hyperthyroid. And by medicating the cat, a lot of the behavior changed. So that was a very good point to bring up because I forgot to mention that, Dr. Bill, my cat from hell last night. So older cats, it's very, very common. And we probably need to do a Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill here sometime soon so we can talk about all this stuff some more. A lot of stuff we haven't talked about for quite a while. Well, and guess what? That pretty much brings us... Oh, congratulations to Deborah from Bellingham, who gets Missing Link today. Oh, and that's Solomon, our kitty that just had reconstructive urinary tract surgery this weekend that we've been praying for. And is doing. He's going to get the Missing Link. Woohoo!
Good.
Good for him. He needs it. All right, so we are just about out of here, and I want to thank Mike and thank Kathy and thank Aji. And gosh, I'm not going to know what to do with myself because I'm not going to be here for the next 2 weeks. But Kevin and Kim Sundays next week and the week after. So mark your calendars, call Kim to talk about your animal friends and find out all the great stuff she can tell you. And then the fourth Sunday of September, I'll be back, but I don't know what the heck we're doing. We'll be doing something fun, and perhaps we'll do just more of this. But whatever it is, it'll be great. It'll be about animals. So, woohoo. Do remember that even though the weather is cooling, it's getting much cooler in the evenings now. I know I've had to turn my heat on. And Micah did get my air conditioner out of the closet, but I haven't been using it, so... I think the time may be gone for that this year. Kathy, yes.
Now, Mike, isn't it supposed to warm back up this week?
It is. Should be in the 80s by Friday. At least that's what they're saying today.
Yeah, but I want you to know that even when it's in the high 60s or around 70, it still only takes 10 minutes in a car in the sun, even with the windows partially open, for it to get too hot for your animal friends or your young kids. So please, please, please be careful with your animal friends. And remember that the sun moves. So if you park in the shade, it may not stay in the shade. So pay attention to all of that. Have a wonderful early September here. And be sure that you are here to support Kevin and Kim next week and the week after. Because, if you don't call... then, who knows where they go with the show because they're just goofy. So make sure that you plan to give a call. And I guess we're out of here. So thank you all, and let me remind you, animals have feelings. Oh, I want to say before I say this, stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis after Animal World. Woohoo! Animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again, well, in 2 weeks, Kim and Kevin next week. Bye-bye.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.